From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Another difference we're seeing between the Senate and House tax plans is which deductions are being killed off and which are being saved. The Senate, for example, wants you to still be able to deduct certain medical expenses. The House does not. From our health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has more on this split.
Right now, you're eligible for the medical expense deduction if your bills run more than 10% of your total income. Typically, that's people who get super sick or need long-term care. Last year, about 9 million Americans claimed the benefit.
It's not a large fraction of the population, but for those people, it mattered a lot.
Howard Gleckman with the Brookings Tax Policy Center says, on average, the deduction was worth $10,000. If that goes away, people will end up with less care.
And the consequences of that could be that they would be sicker than they need to be. It could mean some people would die.
House lawmakers say expanding the standard deduction would offset some costs for individuals. But Joe Antos with the American Enterprise Institute doubts the House is really ready to take support away from people with serious expensive medical conditions.
That does not play well.
Antos predicts Republicans will ultimately find less controversial deductions to take its place. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.